This week on Barbell Shrug, we interview national weightlifting champion Kendrick Ferris and 3x Games athlete Asia Barto at the CrossFit Games.
Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrug. For the video version, go to barbellshrug.com.
Too long ago. I've been watching y'all episodes, bro.
Hey guys, Mike Bledsoe here. We're at the CrossFit Games here in Los Angeles, and here with Kendrick Ferris.
Oh yeah.
Progenix booth. We're upstairs where we can get away from the big crowds and all the noise. And we're just hanging out, man.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you were on the podcast a few months ago. Mm-hmm. University Nationals put on a good showing there. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about doing Isabel here this weekend.
Talked about doing it, man.
What was your prediction? I forget.
Just to make 30 snatches. I was like, I've never done a CrossFit wire before. So I was like, I want to do one that was weightlifter friendly. So I was like, yeah, I do some snatches and stuff. I didn't want to do anything that involved burpees. I had no prediction. He even asked me, he was like, you want me to rewind the tape? I said, bro, you can rewind the tape. I didn't give a time out at all.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I remember people throwing the times out. I was like, I think I'll be fine. I just want to make 30 snatches.
Just finished. What was your time?
321.
321.
Proper form only.
Proper form only.
Proper form.
What is proper form?
Man, getting down, being set on each one, not shooting the butt up crazy. If you watch the video, if I did one bad snatch, please let me know.
Did you power snatch or did you do that?
I did. I was going to do full snatches. And then when I did the first one, I kind of messed up. I was like, oh, forget it. I was like, the clock is already going. I did power snatches after that, and I was like, bro, I was burning up. My quads were burning up, bro.
Yeah. I know you had a lot of respect for CrossFit already.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel like maybe a little more respect for CrossFit after that?
For sure. Like, dude, I can already look at what these people are doing, and I'm like, this is crazy. And I respect them, man. And, like, to actually get out there and do one for the first time, I was like, okay. Yeah, these people, they're on another level, bro.
I was into weightlifting before I found CrossFit.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things I always said was, you know, CrossFit has just got to get stronger. And I get said a lot, but you're, like, the strongest weightlifter we got.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in and do it, and, I mean, strength is definitely not the only thing that's going to slow somebody down.
Yeah.
That was definitely, you were probably in a whole new energy system.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't ever do anything over 5 reps, bro. For real. We do 5 reps in the snatch. So I did 6 times there, man. And
well, you do like 10 reps on like rows and snatch deadlifts.
On a rows? You said rows?
Rows.
I don't ever do rows.
Yeah, no rows.
No rows.
Oh, no rows.
What kind of rows? Like, just like
barbell rows.
Oh, yeah, barbell rows, yeah. When I think rows, I was thinking about getting on a rowing machine and rolling out.
That's silly.
I was like, I don't do those. That's cool, though. I don't do them. But, yeah, rows, mat squats, stuff like that, deadlifts.
That's cool. I actually got on a rower a couple times last week. I went whitewater rafting the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I got to get prepared. So I was like, I'm going to row 2K.
How did it go?
Painful. It's painful.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, now I got to get back in shape. Got to get back in CrossFit shape for sure.
Oh, for real, man. If you're going to be doing it, yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm in and out. Put my foot in, pull it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's get the toes wet.
Get
that feeling.
Get back to weightlifting.
That's how I felt. Like, right when I was done, I was like, bro, I just need to be in the gym lifting where I can sit down in between reps, catch my breath, and I don't know. It's crazy, man.
In fact, on the weightlifting side, we got chairs sitting in the middle of the gym.
Dude, we got chairs.
All the CrossFitters are laughing at them, but hey.
But, bro, that's how we roll, man.
Yeah,
we are the ultimate paradox, man. We're the lazy workaholics, man. For real. We get to sit down and catch our breath and then go back and hit it hard, man.
You gonna do the American Open this year?
Probably not. I'm not planning on doing it.
You just not interested in doing it anymore? I mean, what are you gonna do?
No,
American record?
American records are cool, man. Like, but they're not. This is not my focus. Like, I think we're gonna break records in the process of doing what my goal is. You understand what I'm saying?
So what is your end goal? What is your eye on the prize?
To shut it down at the 2016 Olympics.
2016.
I'm so tired of people talking about all these foreign lifters, bro. Like, they don't impress me. Can I be real with you?
Yeah.
They don't impress me. They're lifting the weight, they're doing whatever, but it doesn't impress me. I've been seeing some of these guys lift since I was in high school. They ship people in and out.
Yeah.
And I mean, but I've been seeing these countries lift since I was in high school, and it doesn't impress me. I promise you, bro, I can barely name any foreign lifters, bro. People are like, do you know this? I'm like, I don't know. They don't motivate me like that, so I don't know.
What does motivate you?
anything. Like seeing people that I know or that I can get a connection with, make progress or do something that I consider special. You know what I mean? So I know you. Like, I can get fired up watching you hit a PR lift versus watching some lifter that I don't even know anything about lift.
You get excited about other people's journey.
Yeah. That gets me more fired up, bro. So, I don't know. Like, but that's my focus, though, man. Be ready for 2016, bro, and shut it down.
And you went to University Worlds.
University Worlds, yeah.
Was it 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, going on 3 weeks now, yeah.
Yeah, man, I watched, I didn't watch the snatches. We run a weight gain or a muscle gain challenge.
Yeah.
And we have like a private Facebook group and all the guys are posting your videos up. Like, we're all talking about your lifts on there. I got to watch your cleaning jerks. And, man, you made some really big jumps there. By the way, you placed third play.
Third, right? Yeah, we got third, yo. Yeah, but the jumps, man, honestly, dude, they're not even big jumps, bro. Seriously, man, this the way we've been doing the training is like, so I got my weight up now, so now I can hit numbers that I was hitting like rarely and stuff. I can hit them more often now. So look, the strength is not even where we want it right now. We're just building that base. So at the right time, dude, we're gonna hit some crazy numbers, man. It's gonna surprise some people. Cause you got people say, oh, won't be able to do this. And then once you do it, they'll still have something to talk about. They'll be like, well, he's doing that now, but he won't be able to beat this person. Like, bro, listen, I've been doing this for a while and I'm starting to figure things out. It's crazy that it took me a while to actually learn this, but man, it's all in the right timing, bro. So I'm not worried, man. Just to stay focused on training and everything's gonna come together when it's supposed to. Yeah, man.
Tell him about Rich talking about doing the...
Yeah, I talked to Rich Froning, man. Yeah,
You've heard of him?
Have you heard of Rich Froning?
Is that... talking about Rich Froning Sr., the guy that's on the back of the truck? That's who I want to meet. That's who he's talking about, right?
Have you met him?
I haven't met him. He's on my list. I want to meet him and Trainer Bob. Those are the two people I want to meet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I haven't met Trainer Bob. Doug has.
Okay.
He met him in Colorado a while back. But I got to eat dinner with Rich Froning Sr.
That's who I want to meet.
A couple years ago, I had a steak dinner with him.
Yeah.
In Colorado.
He's
a very cool... I'm jealous of his beard.
Bro, I'm trying to get mine out there. But, man, Mr. Froning, man, he has to be the most interesting man in the world, bro. He just seems so cool. Like, I don't know. I just want to meet him. Talk to him. Man. I don't even drink beer, but I would have a beer with him.
We went and shot guns at his house.
Did y'all really?
Yeah.
Look at how cool is it. Y'all just rubbing it in my face now.
next time we go hang out.
Invite me, bro. Yes, invite me, bro.
Rich doing Olympic lifting?
Yeah, Rich can come do... you know what, though? I've talked to Rich every year for the last couple of 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And every year he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do some more weightlifting after the games. And then every year he kind of circles back and does the games instead of weightlifting. So I'd be interested to see him come in. But he'd be in the same weight class as you are.
Yeah.
But what are your lifts right now? What did you do at University Nationals? I don't know.
What do you mean?
University.
So at the University World Games.
Yeah.
I did a 161 kilo snatch and a 211 kilo cleaning jerk. So the snatch is, it's a PR snatch. It's 1 kilo, but it's gonna be out of here, bro.
That was 20 kilos more than what you did at University Nationals, right?
Something like that, I don't know. University, oh man, the great thing about University Nationals, bro, it just got everybody talking, like people out of their mind. I'm like, y'all don't understand. I took so many months off and they just came back to get a meeting. They were like, oh man, this first meeting, you're not gonna be. I'm like, bro, have you seen my numbers?
It was practice.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm like, have y'all seen my numbers from the 85? I like, these dudes not even hitting that total yet. I like, they gotta do that total.
Yeah.
So we fast forward where we are now, bro. The focus was go in that competition, make lifts, and just see if we can get a placement. The first guy, he was out of here, bro.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to be some years from now, but make lifts and get a placement. We were able to do it.
I've been hearing rumors about how much you've been jerking and in training. What is your best jerk in training, like off the box?
225 kilos.
225.
That's
nice, man.
And I didn't even have any weight on me then, really.
Now, that was before you got to a full 94?
Yeah. I was going like 88 something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So the last time I saw you lift live was at University Nationals.
Yes.
What was that, March?
April? Yep.
You were a really lean 94. Were you full 94?
No.
You weren't a full 94 that day.
I was eating a lot and I was only weighing like 90 kilos.
Okay.
Because I would normally walk around like 88 something kilos.
I was like, dude, you're getting weight and you look shredded.
I'm getting
I can see your abs see the singlet.
No, I'm getting fat now. Me and my wife, we were just like, we went out shopping a little bit, and I was trying on like a suit, and she was talking about how I look like the guy from The Hangover, Zach Milanakis. Like, so I'm standing. She got the pictures, bro. I just sent them to you. That's so funny. She was like, yeah, your stomach. You got a fat belly now. I was like, I'm eating good. Eating good, man.
How's the pancakes coming?
Oh, dude, I love them, man. You can't have enough of pancakes. Pancakes make the world go round, man.
What happened to our pancakes t-shirt?
Oh, it's coming, bro.
It's coming.
Oh, I got the design. You want me to show you guys now?
Yeah.
Look, we might as well break it off.
Bro, exclusive.
Look, I've never showed anybody the design, man. So I'll pull it up and let me know if you can see it, bro. Now, talk about something else. I'll pull it up.
Do you have a favorite pancake?
I like plain pancakes, bro. Whether it's buttermilk pancakes or wheat pancakes, I like them plain with just a little bit of syrup. I don't do all the extra stuff.
Do you do them homemade? Do you go somewhere? What's your favorite place?
Man, Bina's pancakes. That's what I call my wife, Bina. So if she makes them up, I love them. But, I mean, we can get them wherever, man.
So last time we talked to you, though, I think we talked to John North.
Okay.
And we talked to you.
Okay.
And I think we're supposed to have a pancaking contest at some point. Now,
that boy can't eat more than me.
In Memphis, on October 25th to 27th, we're having the Barbell Shrug Weightlifting Championships.
Yes.
And I think we mentioned this before, but I can't remember specifically. But we'd like for you to come out. I think if we get you and John to come up to Memphis, mm-hmm. and we can have a pancake eating competition right there.
We can
and
do
Elizabeth.
It.
Elizabeth.
Put the... what's Elizabeth?
Clean and Jerks.
Clean and Jerks.
Oh, the Grace.
Yeah, Grace.
I was like, what's Elizabeth? I was like, hold up. I was like, Elizabeth, he's making up a work. I was like, what's going on?
No, that's Power Cleans and Ring Dips, I think.
Oh, yeah. No Ring Dips.
No Ring Dips.
God bless.
You're not a gymnast?
No. No. We can do it, though, man. I'm telling you, it's all about the dates. I told you, I think we were talking on Twitter. I'm like, bro, hit up my people, man, so we can make it happen. I got the hill. Here's the design. Can you see that? So it's like, it's paying homage to the Big Boy Burger. You know, where he's holding the deal up. So if you can see that, let
me
know.
Like Austin Powers.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you got me right there. And if you notice the stance, that's my kick jerk stance, my little funky kick jerk stance. And then the butter on top is the crown.
I dig it.
Yeah, man. So that's it. We'll have some more different things, but that's going to be the first one, man. Limited edition pancakes with PR.
I'm going to be wearing this shirt, no doubt.
I'll make sure I get y'all some, bro.
Yeah, for sure. So you've been doing, I see you traveling all over the place.
Yeah.
Doing, are they seminars, are they certifications, or what are you calling them?
Nah, man, it's just workshops, man.
It's workshops.
I call them workshops, man, because that's all we're doing is just working on stuff. I can give people a sheet of paper, but to me, I'm like, what are they going to be certified to do? It ain't going to be nothing. Let me give you a sheet of paper. I don't like playing with people, man. I'm like, we're coming in, we're working.
It's about the education.
It's about the education. Now, if you want a sheet of paper, we'll print some up and I'll give it to you. But you can't go off and go teach nothing. Like, you still got to go do your USAW and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, nah, man, we've been going a lot of places, man. Went up to Mexico, Canada, and a few places around the United States. And we're going to be making some more moves this fall as well. So.
All right, where are you going? Can't you even remember?
My God, we're going back to Mexico. We're going to Ecuador. We're going, Dallas, D.C., Miami.
More info on where to find it?
Just go to blessthegym.com. Very simple.
Blessthegym.com.
Blessthegym.com. Very simple. Very cool. The emails and everything are there.
Excellent. If people want to follow you on Twitter, what's your Twitter and Facebook if people want to find you?
If they want to look for me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff is the same. Kendrick J. Ferris. So if you know Kendrick Ferris, just put the J in the middle.
There you go.
Yep.
Anything else you want to promote before we take off?
I don't know, man. That's it, man.
Anything else we're leaving off?
Lord. Did I turn my thing off?
Okay,
cool. I think it's on.
I think it's still working.
All right, cool. I don't know. Anything y'all can think of, bro, you had to let me know. Rich Froning, man. Tell the boy, look, just go ahead and come to a weightlifting competition. It'll be great for USAW. He should go ahead and just get in the meet and just do it.
How about we get you two together? We just did a podcast with him last week. Let's get y'all together.
We can do it, man. Simple.
I think Rich Froning should do the Barbell Shrug Weightlifting Championships.
He need to come. He's in Tennessee.
Yeah,
he's right there.
It's only a 4-hour drive.
Oh, he needs to come on then.
Yeah, he'll make it. We'll see if he can make it out.
What else is he going to be doing?
He has to come now that we're talking
about it. What else is he going to be doing? Nothing.
You hear that, Rich?
He ain't got nothing else going on, bro. This is the big thing. So he's probably going to win this thing. So if he wins this thing, he can just relax, bro.
He is
killing it.
He's got a big spread there.
Killing it, bro. So I don't know. That's about it, man.
I got a question.
Yeah.
So a lot of our fans are trying to gain. strength and muscle for the first time.
Strength and muscle.
Strength and muscle.
Just trying to get bigger and stronger.
Just trying to get bigger and stronger. Do you remember, obviously you top of the top now, but do you remember back when you were just starting, how you felt and kind of, you got any advice for these guys?
I think the number one thing is, man, is really just staying healthy, right? So, like, and then look, if you can remain healthy, you should be able to do the work that you need to do. You know what I'm saying? And it should line up with your goals. So we go back talking about your goals. The behavior has to match your goals, right? So you can't be out doing all the crazy partying and all the extra stuff, man. Just focus on the training. Get whatever work you can get done. Learn how to gauge it. Every day is not going to be a sunny day. If every day was a sunny day, it'll just be a day. So going to the gym, know it's going to be some ups and downs. You just got to work it, man. Very simple. Find a program and stick with it. Get so many people bouncing all over the place. I'm like,
can you say that one more time?
Find a program and stick with it. Man, I've been doing the same program since I was 16, 17, 27 now. I'm like, just find a program and stick with it.
I think that's something you see, you find a lot in CrossFit. And I think what draws people into CrossFit a lot of times is the fact that it's different all the time.
Yeah.
But then they try to find a program to follow because they find that one goal. I want to get bigger and stronger or something like that. And they find that one goal and like, and they'll follow that for about 2 months if they're lucky. And they're like, oh, it didn't work. It's like, man, you gotta stick to something much longer than that.
You gotta stick to it. I'm gonna tell you, whatever Rich is doing, right? Dude, it's obviously working. We can see that. But I know he's not bouncing all over the place.
No.
I ain't gonna tell you like everything that he's doing, and it's not like it's some big secret, but I'm pretty sure they have a set routine, even if they don't know what they're gonna do when they come in. They know how to gauge it. They're in there and they know how they're gonna gauge it.
Consistency. So,
man, that's what you gotta be persistent, you gotta be consistent. You're right. So
all right, man. Appreciate you coming out and hanging out with us.
Appreciate y'all coming by, man. It's all love, man.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man.
Bless you, brother.
Hey, guys. Mike Bletzer here with Barbell Shrug. We're here at the CrossFit Games hanging out in the Progenics tent. These guys have been nice enough to let us take over the top up here and do a little bit of podcasting. I got Asia Bartow here, CrossFit Games competitor over multiple years. How many years have you been competing in CrossFit Games now?
This was my third year.
Third year.
Yep.
Awesome, man. I talked to Mike McGoldrick. He had the joy of getting to compete against you side by side at regionals, and he came back, and I remember him talking about how like zen you were able to keep things. That's what he said he was most impressed with, because I think he said that there were certain situations where like things weren't ideal,
right.
I.e. the toes to the bar. You know, the bar was a little low for you. He was really impressed with like how well you were like, I'll figure it out. Like, where do you get that from? Is that from like years of competing or?
Yeah, you know what, man? I think it's just kind of my perception and the way that I look at this sport and the way I kind of take this sport and take myself. But it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's exercising. You know, it is a professional sport and it's grown significantly in the past 4 years, but at the end of the day, it's just exercising. So, you know, I want to have fun with this sport. I don't let the little things get in my way, like the height of rings or the height of the pull-up bar, or maybe my feet are scuffing the ground on the toes of the bar. You know, I just kind of give it all I got, and however the results turn out, they turn out. You know, I'm not big at looking at leaderboards. Honestly, I have no clue where I finished, or even if I would have made the cut today, I just have someone tell me that. I just, you know, leave it all on the line, and however they turn out, they turn out. But just stay level-headed. Never take this sport too seriously, and never take myself too seriously.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So you feel like maybe you measure your success by your own progress, and you don't pay attention to others? Is that kind of?
Yeah, definitely. I think within this sport, I mean, it's tough to really compete against another guy. It's really just you against the workout. You know, you don't actually ever beat anybody. You just perform the workout better than everyone else. And I come in with goals, you know, and I want to be better each year and progress and be better each day. But, you know, just focusing on myself and coming in and having a goal and sticking with it, but also having fun and enjoying the moment is the means to success in this game.
Yeah,
I remember when, I guess you tweeted at us or something at one point, and we realized that you were listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
We're all pretty stoked about that. How did you find our podcast?
Dude, I was stoked to meet you guys out in Ohio, man. I think we were at the Arnold at the same time. Yeah, I was totally starstruck. I'm sure you guys were the complete opposite too. But I had a friend turn me on to it. There was multiple people that were like, hey, you need to check out this podcast. You know, they talk about a lot of the same stuff that you're interested in, or like, you know, a lot of the other affiliate owners in Houston would talk to me about similar stuff. And they're like, dude, you've got to check out this podcast, Barbell Shrug. You know, they talk business, they talk, you know, strength and conditioning. conditioning CrossFit, and they just bullshit, and it's great. And I didn't really, you know, think about it much, and then I dove into one of the episodes. I think my first episode was when you guys interviewed Rich Froning. I figured you guys were legit enough if Froning was able to come on the show.
Which is not really true. Rich is just a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He is a genuine dude. But, you know, I listened to that episode, and I was, you know, cracking up with a lot of the comments and getting some valuable information from the podcast. So, you know, I went home, hopped on iTunes, and downloaded, you know, the first however many 30 to 40 podcasts you guys had, and just started chipping away, and really, really enjoyed it to the point where I tweeted it out and was like, hey, if you guys aren't on Barbell Shrugged yet, you know, you need to start listening. So I'm excited I found you guys.
I thought Justin Thacker sent me an email from the Lab GM, and he was like, Agent Bartow sent me an email. He was really excited. Yeah. Like, I guess you listen to that podcast, and then you turn around and...
Oh, absolutely, dude. And I've used y'all's resources. Like, Justin Thacker, I've reached out to. Granted, I haven't been able to do much stuff with him with how the gym's going and training, but, man, he had some awesome concepts on Olympic lifting, and, like, I just wanted to pick his brain a little bit more. Yeah. Hopefully, I can do that when I get back to Houston, but...
He's doing a live seminar down in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I think the 28th of September.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm going to do my best to get down there and be an assistant coach.
Dude, that'd be awesome. That's not too far from Houston, man. And, you know, I would definitely be interested in getting out there. But, I mean, even a lot of the technique stuff, the warm-up stuff, you know, with the pre-snatch warm-up stuff where he kind of opens up the ankles and then opens up the shoulders.
The ABCs.
Dude, I use
the Thacker method now.
I utilize the Thacker method in a lot of my warm-ups as well. So if I'm not giving him credit, Justin, there you go. I just gave him credit.
Yeah, I renamed it. He called it ABCs. I was like, no, it's got to be the Thacker method.
I remember that, yeah. It's the Thacker method.
For sure.
I do utilize the Thacker method in my warm-ups.
How did you discover CrossFit, and what were you doing before that?
I was heavily overweight. Now, I was an ex-professional athlete, I guess you could say, a fringe professional athlete. I played 3 years minor league baseball with the Texas Rangers.
Oh, excellent.
And one off-season, my strength coach was like, hey, man, you need to check out CrossFit. I was always a gym rat, you know. Buys and tries and back and shoulders or whatever, but
the glory days.
First one in the gym, last one to leave. That's the kind of guy I was. So, you know, he told me to look it up, and that one off season, I looked it up, and you know, he told me to start with one of the girls, whatever it was. I picked Helen. Figured it was decently easy. Did it in my garage, swung a dumbbell, did like terribly strict pull ups, and like ran 600 meter, but I was just destroyed at the end. And, you know, it's the same story with anybody that ever starts CrossFit. You know, they get absolutely crushed by the workout, but they keep coming back for more.
Yeah.
That type of character in a person that sticks with it, you know.
CrossFit's not for everybody. Anyone can do it.
It's for anyone, but it's not for everyone. I heard that quote somewhere, and I think it's a beautiful quote.
It's probably me. Yeah. No.
I'll give you credit.
How long have you been CrossFitting?
4 years.
4 years. Yep. So you were CrossFitting for about a year, and then you rolled into the games like the next year.
Yeah, 2010 I started. I found an affiliate after I did that terrible workout in my garage and started working out there. I think 2 weeks down the road, the owner was like, hey, you should probably like sign up for this sectional thing. I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Went out there, had a blast, like the most fit, strongest people I've ever seen in my life. I was like, this is an amazing environment. And, you know, regionals was shortly down the road. And once I went to regionals, I think I was, you know, they took four from our region. I was sitting in fourth going into day two, you know, didn't know how to do a muscle up, and they had 30-inch wide handstand push-ups. So, and you had to do them strict. So I got destroyed by that last workout, but ended up finishing 10th, something like that, and was like, you know, I think if I get a little training under my belt, I could be decently good at this sport, and I think I could qualify and go to the games out of our region. So, you know, I kind of worked my weaknesses and spent a little bit more time under, you know, under the movements and things of that sort. And next thing you know, that's kind of where the story begins.
Awesome. Well, we are at the CrossFit Games, and the final event is about to start. Am I wrong? So we're gonna wrap this up. Do you have any sponsors other than...
Oh, time out, real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
So, our audience is big on, like, these guys are trying to get strong, gain strength and muscle for their first time. Do you remember being in that position where you were just starting to try to get any sort of strength background?
You know, I was always a little bit stronger than the field, so I came into it with a good strength background. But if these dudes are honestly trying to gain strength, stop metconning yourself to death, man. Dedicate some serious time to getting strong. And that's kind of where it lies, you know. You got to dedicate yourself to that program if that's your true desire. Stop fucking metconning.
don't worry about the six pack too much.
Huh? Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, all right, so besides the sponsor of Progenics here, which we're in that tent.
Yep.
We all love them. Is there anyone else you want to give a shout out to?
Just Progenics, Rogue, Pure Pharma, and Skins have helped me, helped support me to get here and help me through the weekend, help me recover, and keep me clothed. So just want to thank those guys for supporting me throughout the year.
And if they're in Houston, if you're in Houston, where should you train?
Behemoth CrossFit, where else?
Actually, real quick, touch on that.
You started Behemoth CrossFit this year, right?
Yeah. Actually, last year in June.
Okay.
So yeah, if you're in Houston, man, look us up, Behemoth CrossFit. Come unleash your inner beast.
Excellent. All right, guys, make sure to go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter. That way we can inform you of all the cool stuff that's going on and some of the stuff that may not be popping up on the podcast. Later. Thanks, man.
Good show, dude.